Hi, I'm Dave Daly, and we're back on the road again in 2024 with From the Sidelines. This is our first episode of the new series, and we went to meet the guys at Baseball Ireland Academy at Strike Zone in Finglas.
So my name is Frank Andrews. I'm the High Performance Development Officer for Baseball Ireland. Baseball Ireland's a growing minority sport in Ireland. It's very popular in the States, but over the last 20 years, it's existed. Well, we've made great steps in the last 5-6 years to grow the sport, starting with the grassroots and building up into our national teams that are competing internationally. This year, we have the U10, U12, U15, U18, U23 in our senior academy, and it's the largest that we've had it. So that kind of speaks to the amount of want for our population to develop the sport, develop the game, and compete at a high level internationally. We have a couple players that we've made into the college realm in the States with spots on baseball teams, and we're hosting the senior European tournament this year. We'll be having the U18 compete in our A-League, and it's going to be a great year of baseball.
Okay, just to explain to the listeners, what is baseball? What happens in the game?
Baseball's a lot like rounders. Commonly gets confused. However, it's a little bit more complex, whereas instead of underhand, we have overhand pitching from a mound. And similar to rounders, you know, the ball's pitched in over the plate, but we have a strike zone, so if the pitcher can get the ball over the plate in the strike zone 3 times before the batter hits it, the batter's out. The batter only gets 1 hit. So the name of the game is hit the ball as far as possible, but that all doesn't always happen, you know. So, you know, we train to try and develop the skills, the pitching, the defensive skills to support the pitching, and the offensive side, which is hit it as far as you can and run as many bases as you possibly can. So to get runs in baseball, you have to make it all the way home, and to get there, you have to reach each base safely. So it's a fast-paced, slow-paced game. Oftentimes can be a little boring to watch, but it's a lot of fun to play.
Okay, we're inside today because it's cold and it's January, but let's think about the summertime and when it's played outside. Where do you play?
We play in Corker Park, Shangana. Ashburn has a very well-developed baseball field, and that's our international baseball center. That's where we host all our European tournaments. We have a field in Portmarnock and a field in Belfast, and there's a field in Cork as well.
In terms of numbers, has it grown in the last 5 years, 10 years?
Oh, yeah, exponentially. I mean, like I said, so this is my third year as the high-performance development coach, but I've been around for a lot longer. I think this is my 7th year in Ireland. I started with the national team originally when I did my master's at LIT in Turles for strength and conditioning. But, you know, ever since I started with the national team, I could see the love was there. The love for the game was wanted. So I put a lot of effort into helping out baseball grow with going to the school visits, and we're still looking for schools to go visit. Any school that wants it, we're more than willing to accommodate it. We're looking forward to growing the sports. I think when I first started, we were at about 400, and I think today we're about 600, 700. And that's to speak on the great efforts of the volunteers and the, you know, the parents and everyone who's putting a lot of effort in towards helping the game grow for their kids and for Ireland.
My name's Toby, and I love baseball because it's just you do everything, and you run, you catch, and you hit, and that's why.
Hi, I'm Florian. We moved here 10 years ago. My son's born in Ireland. I played baseball all my life in Germany, so my son really didn't have a chance to play anything but baseball. He's playing soccer and other sports as well, but baseball is probably his biggest passion. So he loves coming here. It's a great facility and great coaches. Great to see the other kids from all the other nationalities as well. So really excited about this opportunity.
Hi, my name's Rebecca. My son Killian was born in Boston in the shadow of Fenway Park, so I think he too was kind of destined to play baseball. We always played a lot of baseball and softball in the U.S., so now living in Ireland for 10 years, it's great that he is a part of that culture here, and the sport is really coming on. It's developing, and it's just another great alternative for kids here in Ireland.
Next, we speak to Keane. His mum wouldn't let him go at the start, but now he plays for Ireland.
My name's Keane. I'm part of the Irish national team for baseball. I joined about 4.5 years ago. by a couple of lads came to my primary school, and they're just showing us how the game works. And I was like, at the club that I play for, they were like, we're going to have an open night so we could just try it out. My mom wouldn't let me go, and I was like, oh, please, could I go? And then she let me go, and ever since then, I just love the sport. And I'm in here 6 days a week, like for five-plus hours a day, just training all the time.
And did you play cricket or hurling or any other game with a bat before, tennis even?
No, not really. When I was much, much younger, like 3 or 4, I used to play a bit of hurling, but I never liked it.
So you mentioned the Ireland team there. Tell us about that, please.
Well, I'm on the U18 national team and I'm on the senior national team. The U18 national team, we had a tournament last summer, in just in Ashburn. We had Poland, Slovakia and Croatia came over to play us.
Is there many international fixtures for this year?
We have a good few tournaments this year. We have the senior national team tournament, and then there's a few other teams that are going to come over.
My name's Nathan. I just love the thrill of playing baseball, because like, you're in the game, it's just very thrilling.
Yeah, hi, my name's Jim. My son Max is here at the academy today, and well, he loves baseball. He's tried other sports and none of them really caught his attention, but when he tried out with baseball, and he just loved it straight away, and he's been mad about it ever since. So we play out in Selbridge, and there's a new team started up there, and he's here today with the baseball academy, and yeah, he just loves it. It's great fun. It's something different, and I think the kids think it's cool as well. You know, being baseball and a bit American and all the rest of it. It's great fun.
I see the children normally in sport wear uniforms and clothes and jerseys and all that kind of thing. The stuff they wear is pretty cool. Tell us about the kit involved.
Yeah, but the a lot of them here, they might have kit from their favourite baseball team, or some of the teams have their own jerseys or T-shirts, so they're sporting those as well. So there's a variety there, and the baseball caps as well fits in with the kids. So yeah, it's a cool look. Yeah.
And finally, we hear from the players.
My name is Killian. I love baseball because it's fun and it's challenging and it's a great thing to do.
I love baseball because it's a great sport and it feels so good to play.
My name's Max and I love baseball because it's fun, it's energetic, and that's why I love it.
Listening to From the Sidelines on Radio Nova. Today we spoke to the guys at Baseball Ireland Academy based at Strike Zone in Finglas. I'm Dave Daly, and if your club would like to be featured, email sidelines@nova.ie. Be part of it. Radio Nova, coming to a sideline near you soon.